Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. In 2014, the Northfield Fire Department formed a joint powers agreement with the cities of Northfield and Dundas and the seven townships that made up Rural Fire District, naming it Northfield Area Fire and Rescue Service, or NAFRS. They've been considering forming a taxing district for some time. Vice Chair Glenn Castor commented that the way the law is set up currently, they'd have to get special legislation to do so.
That is a real nuisance. So what the legislature is doing here, is the Minnesota Fire Chiefs Association is proposing a bill. This will be the third time around, so it should pass, that sets the standards for establishing a taxing district, just like a school district.
He said it would then become very easy for them to set up. On your tax bill, it would become a line item, just as the school district is. While the city of Northfield was working on Division Street between 6th and 8th, most folks were feeling like the road was narrowed. In fact, some even thinking it was single lane. Will Schroer and Tracy Davis Heisler were in studio last week. She said she talked with the city's engineering department, who explained,
"There is this what I call an optical illusion, which I think is very helpful, but because the surface of the road is black in the center, and the what they call the valley gutters and then the parking area is concrete, it looks narrower than it actually is.
Curb to curb, the width is the same. However, because of the bump outs, the city has rerouted truck traffic. The design slows things down, which was the point. Washington Street is also going to sport those bump outs at most of the intersections after the mill and overlay work is completed in November. Schroer added that the city has hired a consultant
to do a variety of park trail, bike path, and sidewalk planning, and they're going to look at those street standards as part of that work.
If you have opinions on those items, tell your elected official, the mayor, and or call City Hall. While Schroer and Davis Heisler are on the Planning Commission and the NDDC, they made it clear they were not representing either group. Their full interview is on KYMNradio.net. It's the year of golden anniversaries. KYMN, the Community Action Center, and the Quarterback Club, all celebrating 50 years in business. The Northfield Downtown Development Corporation headed down to the QB to congratulate owner Dale Finger. Executive Director Jenny Roney said there aren't many downtowns that can tell success stories like this. The Quarterback Club was originally part of a 20-store franchise founded by a group of Minnesota investors, including some Minnesota Vikings. The Northfield location was opened in the spring of 1968. Dale started working there as a high school student in 1978 and eventually bought the restaurant in the early 80s. He's had a successful 40-year run and expects to continue in spite of fast food franchises. Dale said his secret to success is good food, good service. And then there's the dedicated service of his employees. Steve and Lori Eastrom have worked at the restaurant for more than 45 years. They started at the Quarterback Club before Dale, and they stayed with him after he became their employer. KYMN's Jeff Johnson's Thursday morning routine for nearly 30 years has been biscuits and gravy at the QB. And the Northfield Cemetery suffered some substantial damage in the storms a week and a half ago. They're looking for help this Saturday from 9 a.m. till it's done. The cemetery is not owned by the city and is not supported by any church or other nonprofit. They need volunteers to remove debris. Folks with pickup trucks and trailers are needed, and donations are welcome. Contact Dan Johnson at 612-807-5654. I have more information on KYMNradio.net. News from around the state is next.